Adam Leach, thank you for your time. Welcome to Radio Nova.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to be back in the cinema for a film like this that totally lets you escape.
Yeah.
Is that the overriding thing about this? I know you spoke before the premiere last night about how beautifully cinematic it is, mm-hmm. and it is wonderful locations. They're all real.
Yes.
Is that the best thing about this movie, you think?
I think it's definitely one of the highlights. I think Downton's always been great escapism. Even from the series as they were, it was something that on a Sunday night you could literally disappear into this world of the Crawleys and their servants. And one thing that we really wanted to do was make sure that it was worth the silver screen. And I think the first one certainly was, but this one I think steps it up again. Andrew Dunn, our cinematographer, has done literally nearly every movie that of note. He did Gosford Park, which was Julian Fellowes, and he also did The Bodyguard. And on this movie, a great little hint for any movie geeks out there is we used an anamorphic lens that was in Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur, yeah.
That is a fun fact. I love a fun fact. It starts, though, the film with your character, Tom, mm-hmm. finally finding love, and that's a big box ticked for Tom, I think.
Yeah, and it was something that I was so happy to see. At the end of the last movie, it looked like love might be on the cards when he had a dance with Lucy out on the veranda, which is a scene that wasn't even scripted. That was an idea from Liz Troubridge, one of our exec producers.
You're full of the fun facts.
I am, yeah. But also, I want her to get her credit because the other producer, Gareth Neame, when we shot that, he said 500 quid and never makes the movie. And it certainly did make the movie, and it kind of bookended his story. And he still apparently has never paid Liz Troubridge. So I like to give her credit. But I do think that it was actually born out of that scene that she insisted that we shoot of them dancing. I think that's where Julian had the idea that let's move forward. Let's go with Tom's story. Let's let him find happiness again.
And thank goodness he has. I mean, you said last night at the Irish premiere, it could have been Skibbereen and not the Irish.
French Riviera.
Yeah. Could it have really been Skibbereen, though?
I mean, probably not. It probably needed, as wonderful as Skibbereen is. And I would love at some point to have more of Ireland in Downton. I think for this storyline and for this time period as well, it had to be the south of France.
But they've got to go to Ireland at some stage.
They do. I mean, I hope within the story, though, the reason that Tom couldn't go back in season three, was it? Was he basically had been told you can never return. So hopefully that's passed and we can come home.
Yeah, you know? There's going to be another three or four movies, I'm sure.
Do you think?
Well, of course. Now, your mum and dad were there last night. I think I bumped into your mum at the bar. Kay is your mum, right?
Yeah.
And they just seem so humble. And obviously you are humble about this whole Hollywood lifestyle you leave. Mm. But it must be nice to have mum and dad at red carpet premieres and things like that.
It is, actually. It's really lovely. And I love when they have the opportunity to experience this, the wonderful kind of benefits that you can have that are born out of times when, you know, they were a great support when, you know, way before Downton, when the years of genuine struggle in London, they were really great. So it's lovely to have these moments.
What other pinch yourself moments that you've had? I mean, you know, you don't do the small films, Alan. Bohemian Rhapsody is the last time we spoke.
Yes.
Downton Abbey movies. Like, you do the big ones. Yeah. Well, you must be pinching yourself a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's very nice that you say that. I mean, I've been very lucky, but I also am very drawn to great characters, and I've got to play great characters in the movies that you've mentioned, and yeah, you know, long may I continue. The big ones, when they come, they are a lot of fun, I have to say.
What's next? Can I ask, Alan, what's next?
Yeah, I just finished a movie with J.K. Simmons, and he actually came to the London premiere. The first time I met him, I was at the Palm Springs Film Festival. And it was me, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Eddie Redmayne, and he was just about to win the Oscar for Whiplash, which, if you've never seen it, genuinely do yourself a favor to anyone listening. It's an incredible movie. But he walked up to me and he said,
"My wife and daughter are big fans. Could you come over and say hi?"
And I did. And then when I found out he was in London, I said, "Do you want to come to the premiere?" And he texted me back, "Really excited to see what happens with Tom and Lucy."
So this is a pinch yourself moment.
So that was a pinch yourself moment, and it was great that he brought his daughter as well, who happened to be there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And any Irish work on the cards?
There's a potential of a job that I really would love to do. I can't really talk about it right now, but it's just, the only problem is it's final day of filming is also the day my wife is due to give birth.
Right.
So
slight problem.
Slight problem that we're trying to work out.
Which part of that can you work out?
Well,
not the baby part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're trying to move one of them forward, and it's obviously not the baby.
Good to have you in Ireland. Good to have you home. Thank you for very much. Downton Abbey and New Era. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.